Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Kellard. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Hacker. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Warren Hacker. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Daryl Spencer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Foster Castleman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Catt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the New York Giants, Johnny Antonelli. And now, play ball. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Kellard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellard hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Castleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wisenant. Lockman reaches second base with a double. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lockman moves to third. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lockman scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mixes fields it and throws to first for the out. Mays moves to second. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mays scores. Mueller moves to second. It's 2-0, Giants. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is walked intentionally. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant strikes out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castleman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lockman bunts towards the mound. Hacker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Antonelli moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mixis fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hacker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive towards third. Mixis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Giants. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Castleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kellard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat is 0-for-1 in the game. Cat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Castleman moves to second. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Antonelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0-for-1 in the game. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Frank Kellard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellard is 0-for-1 in the game. Kellard is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0-for-1 in the game. Wisenant takes first base on ball 4. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-1 in the game. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Wisenant moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wisenant moves to third. Irvin moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Wisenant scores. Irvin moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Giants. Harry Chee-Tee pinch hits for Jim Brosnan. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Vito Valentinetti now pitching. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0-for-2 in the game. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Kellert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cat for a passed ball. Baker moves to second. Frank Kellert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellert is 0-for-2 in the game. Kellert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays who is chasing the ball. Kellert reaches third base with a triple. Baker scores. It's 4-2, Giants. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castleman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Castleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mixis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cat hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Antonelli hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castleman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 2 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lockman strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dark moves to third. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mixis fields it and throws to first for the out. Dark scores. Mays moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-2, Giants. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mueller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wisenant. Mueller reaches second base with a double. Mays scores. It's 6-2, Giants. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White is walked intentionally. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Castleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Hoke pinch hits for Vito Valentinity. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castleman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0 for 3 in the game. Mixis strikes out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castleman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davis now pitching. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Catt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mixes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Antonelli hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dark strikes out. McCullough drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Dark out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Kellard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kellard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castleman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Giants. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wisenant hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Irvin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Spencer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morin is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.